Okay, where are we holding?
Where are we holding? That's a good question. The question Hashem asks us every day, where are you holding? Where are you holding? Is it where you think you're holding? Let's test you. Let's see if you're really holding at that place you think you're holding. Wow. Kiva, are you really holding where you think you're holding?
Page 26.
That's as
good
as. If you're holding the book, that's a good. Just hold on.
Hold on to what you've got.
When Nachman says that at the end of days, Hashem's going to shake the blanket. And if you're not, it's going to shake the blanket. And if you're not holding on tight, the only thing you can do is just to hold on. Smash, just to hold on. It's very hard. It's very hard. Sometimes. Other times it's easier. Life is seems. Be going nice and well and easy. Sometimes it's more difficult.
But as they say, one day at a time.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we're going to see it's all very, very good. The bits we understand and the bits that we don't understand. And the bits that we don't understand were really the better bits. We just didn't understand them. But we have our Mishnah.
Let's say you fell, but you won't. Understand what I mean? Because it's very hard to. You won't see me because of this right now.
It's the will.
You can say I want.
You really know
want
to.
No, it was.
At the end of the day, it goes out to the side of the world if you want.
Yeah, God, it was gospel.
Gospel? It went to a class.
Not a song, but you had better hold on to what you've got.
There's a lot of songs like that.
That's the words.
Depends, there's a different, there's another pop song called You Gotta Hold On. What you got a lot anyway, Tom. So let's hold on. We're singing or however we can do it. To hold on.
So we're in the Mishnah?
We're in the Mishnah.
Kuf Dalet Amud Bet. 24.
Yeah, Kuf Dalet Amud Bet.
24B.
24B. Mishnah. People who are ineligible to be judges or
witnesses.
Who are they? So we said yesterday, Elohen HaPasulim, these are the ones who are pasul. HaMasachek B'Kubiyah, someone who plays with dice, a gambler. HaMal VeBerivit, someone who lends to a Jew with interest. Mafrichei Yonim, person who flies pigeons. A Sofrei Shvi'it, and a person who sells Shvi'it. So let's just, let's just finish the Mishnah. But Chila, at the beginning, Hayu Korin Otan, Osfei Shvi'it. At the beginning, they call these people Osfei Shvi'it. We just said in the Mishnah, Sofrei Shvi'it. Sofrei, from the word Socher, is a merchant. Right? people who sell, who deal in Shviat. Originally, they said Osfei. What's Osfei? People who gather Shviat. Let's see why did they change it? Mishirabu ha anasin hazru lekoratan sofei shviat. However, when the anasin, here it says oppressors, ones is someone who rapes or is forceful or does something to no choice, forces someone. Anasim chazru. Chazru, here it says increased, that they came back, but here when they, the oppressors increased, we'll have to see what that means in a minute. They called them sofei shviat. They called them shviat merchants. Right, so this is all going to be explained later on, my footnote tells me, on page 26a, what exactly was going on and why they changed the name. So, you can either have a sneak preview, or you can wait until we get to it on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph.
Oh, let's hit fast forward.
Huh? You want to fast forward?
I'm being sarcastic.
Sorry? Likrotan. Likrot. To call. To call. Likrot. To call. So let's wait and see what that means later. Even Rashi says, wait for the Gemara. So, we're in the mission. We're in the mission. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ematai, when is it that these people are forbidden to be judges or witnesses? So Rabbi Yehuda has a qualification. He says like this, Bizman she'en lahem umanut elahu, only when they have no other trade apart from this. Aval yesh lahem umanut shelahu kesheri. But if they do have another business, they're kosher. So back to our gamblers, someone who bets on the Super Bowl, but he has an upstanding job as a lawyer, if you can say that. Okay, let's not use a lawyer because he's probably ineligible because he's a liar anyway. But okay, he's a greengrocer, right? He's a knight, he owns a Macaulay's, but he likes to bet each year on the outcome of the Super Bowl. He's okay because he's got a job. But someone who spends their day sitting on the street corner playing cards with the other layabouts, so they're not, that's different. He's a gambler and he's a gambler, yeah, but one does it as a profession. What that means for those people who sit in Wall Street on their fancy suits with their big offices and play on the stock market every day, which is just gambling anyway. There's no difference between that gambling and any other gambling. We could argue about skill, but I think there's no skill there either, even though they like to think there is. Right, so could well be, I know I'm not a pastor, but could well be that that's considered to be gambling, and if that's their main profession, they would be ineligible, no matter how many.
Day trading is just as addictive, and you get worse odds than in casinos,
Yeah. According
to the latest scandal.
The latest scandals are all the scandals you don't see. All the scandals are all the Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith and Mr. Cohen and Mr.
Butterfield.
Right, who are all losing their own pockets because it looks good. It's gambling. It's a modern form of gambling. Bet on oil futures, bet on whatever you want. But Hashem decides. You can't beat the system.
It's very dangerous.
Tough. Okay, anyway, so that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why is it that they are not... What's the difference between someone who has a trade and someone who just gambles on the side? So Rashi explains like this. That they don't, those people who don't have any other job, since they don't busy themselves with the settling of the world, with, you know, with helping the world function. They don't allow the world. Anyone who's got a job, a gardener, a makolet, a teacher, whatever, they're doing something to help the world. If you're sitting there on your day trading stock charts, candles, whatever you're using, right? Then you're not doing anything to help the world. That's the play. It could be that maybe you are. If you're an options trader and you're buying options, selling options, creating options, maybe. I don't know. But if you're sitting there with a pack of cards and you're betting whether or not the next card's going to be a jack, you're not doing anything to help the world. You didn't create anything. You didn't make anything. You just passed money from you to your friends for no apparent reason.
If Falapais want to say that they exactly the opposite.
Well, they use the money to build stuff.
Because people gambling, they might say.
Yeah.
But with the money, they are building community buildings, hospitals. I don't know.
It's an interesting question whether after 120 years, when you get upstairs and you gave no charity at all, but you played the lottery regularly, whether you actually get a place in Gan Eden because, you know, you built this school, this hospital, this. I don't know. So I don't know if you get. You have to ask that question when you get up there, whether or not there's a.
From the merchant's point of view, the hospitals and schools and all get a very, very, very small percentage.
Okay. So.
You're only allowed to bet on aces.
Why? We hold that mitzvah's srifa kavanah, right? So if you don't have kavanah to do a mitzvah here, to give money, I'm giving my hard-earned money to this hospital fund. So you don't get the charity.
You give tzedakah every month, let's say $2,000 for alcohol.
For who? Although it depends, if you had an intention, you didn't know.
When you know.
But also, especially if you qualifies, what's in their mind? They do it because they want to make money or to, like when you're telling to people, oh, I give for a hospital all this, so it's. Looks like more nice, but the question what's behind it? There's a story in the Gemara that he was saying that I don't remember who to who that the Romaim were building bridges, and he was telling everything that they would do it for themselves. They do with that Shimon. Things are very negative, the most negative things. So, where is the mind?
The other thing you have to realize is that gambling is extremely addictive.
All it's a lust of the world. It's a promise. It's a promise of. It's a false promise. They're all addictive. All the false promises. They have a common thread. The Yetzer Hara. When Rabbi Menachem says he runs through the marketplace with his fist closed. And everybody thinks that he has something in his fist, inside, in his hand that they want. And he leads them through the marketplace. And then at the end, he opens it and there's nothing there. Same with all of these things. 12. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. These are people, right, why are we learning it? Let's just put it into context. These are people who cannot be judges or witnesses. Passel, right? Laws of Sanhedrin, who can be passel? Who's kosher or passel to be a judge or to be a witness?
This is it.
That is no. That's the list in the Mishnah. We know there are other people who are, can't be women, slaves. I know. So this isn't a full list.
Well, wasn't that covered earlier?
Huh?
Women and slaves were covered earlier, weren't they?
I don't know. If you say so, it could be. I don't remember cooking them earlier. Not on the page. I might have said it in the footnotes. We didn't look yet on the page as to who was passel. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to go through these things and look at them in more detail as to when exactly they apply and who we're talking about. Masachet b'kuvia. So the first one we said was a dice player. Maika avid.
Dice, kuviot.
Dice. One die, two dice. No, one dice, two die. Whatever. Yes. One dice, two die.
Two dice, one die.
So dice players obviously mean there's at least two players, two dice. Kubno, Kubia is a singular. Anyway, so it should be die player. Tom. A die player. Anyway. Dying to play. Yofi. My cat of it. The Gemara wants to know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with playing with dice? Right? There's a question on. What is it on? It's on Hanukkah. Dreidel. Should you allow your kids to play dreidel for money? Gambling. Or even not for money, for raisins. Whenever they switch between them. Also, along with side of that question, should you allow your kid to steal the Afikoman? Questions about chinuch. So, there's lots of shitot. Anyway, so what's wrong with it? What's wrong with playing dice? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama says, Mishum dahava asmachta, vasmachta lo kanya. Right, so that we mentioned a little bit yesterday. So the Gemara brings. The problem with the playing dice is because it's an asmachta. What's an asmachta?
Non-binding agreement.
An asmachta is, in this context, it means a non-binding agreement. An asmachta we come across in the Gemara talking about a proof. Where do I find the proof? The proof is in the Torah. I have a pasuk. If I have a pasuk, then it means it's a deraita law. And if I don't have a pasuk, unless I've got halacha Moshe Misinai, then it's not a deraita law, it's rabbinic. So sometimes I can find a pasuk in the Torah which tells me or refers to the law that I'm talking about. And the Gemara wants to know, is this a deraita law? And the Gemara says, no, it's just an asmachta. When the Torah mentions that the 25th journey place that the Jews journeyed to in the desert was where? The 25th place in the list, in whatever parasha that's in, that's listed the journeys, Marseille, Elu Marseille, B'nai Yisrael, right? On top Marseille, right? These are the journeys, right? In the 25th one, when it says that they journeyed to, what was the 25th one? It's a famous rush. Chashmonayim. And they say, Asmachta to Hanukkah. Hanukkah's cafe on the 25th. Same life. What's the 25th word in the Torah? Bereishit bara Elokim.
Or.
Nachon Yofi. So or is the 25th word of the Torah. It's also an asmachta to Hanukkah that came on Kafe. Tov? Like. So there, that's an asmachta. It's not really a... It's an asmachta. It's a remez, a hint, a support. But it's not, right? So that's what we use normally the word asmachta. But in terms of contract law, an asmachta means... Same connotation. It's not so far from the thing that it's. You're right. It's not binding. It's not an exact. And so here in this case, asmachta means, in the case of playing dice, there's no contract that I need to play. Right? We're playing dice, and whoever gets the highest number takes the money. I roll a six, and you roll a three. I go to take the money. I whip my hand in first to take my money back, say, you know what, I've changed my mind. You're not having it. The guy can't go to Beit Din and say we had an agreement. There's no agreement. There's only an asmachta. Can't sue on it. There's no kinyan. There's no valid binding agreement in a waging contract. Yeah, but you agreed that whoever was going to get the highest dice win. Yeah, yeah, but I'm not holding to it.
So, when you
so I can't be held to it.
When you go into a street casino,
yeah,
they make you put money and then you lost, you take the money. That's yeah. Right, there's a law.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to try it. Let me know what happens. Right? So it's that's master. So what's wrong with that?
Dice, it's about all the gambling or only specific for Kubiyo?
No, all gambling.
All gambling.
Yeah. Right, so what's the reason? The reason why you can't be a witness or a judge in a court case is why? Because you gamble, and what's the problem with gambling? Problem is, that's matter. There's a piece missing. So what? Okay, so that's matter. Now what? Gemara goes on to talk about Alexander. Rav Sheshet says something different. So that's the end. That's the answer. The proof is the reason why you can't be a judge is because it's a last matter. So what? So Rashi explains. So what? That's matter. Hainu devada eino noten lo midata data. This means hainu. It's a thing that eino noten lo midata. He never gave it to him with his dad. There was no binding contract, so there was no dat, right? We're kind of bringing in here, what's the word? Psychological and hashkofic principles in one by saying there was no dat in the agreement. Meaning there was no binding contract, means that there was no dat to give it.
So there was no intent.
You could say intent, but obviously these words have different meanings on different levels. That, meaning knowledge, meaning intent, meaning a higher connection. There's no that in that agreement. The yes matter, the agreement to give to the money will pass. Whoever wins this hand takes the pot. Whoever has the highest straight flush, win whatever it is. Whoever throws the highest dice. In that agreement, it's not an agreement, there's only an asmata. So Rashi explains, since here he doesn't give with his dat, there's no intent to give. Whatever intent means, right? These words don't really work so well. We have to put them into our understanding. Ela somech al davar she'eino. Rather, somech, he relies on the vasha eino de savor shehu yacho lenatzeach. The pa'amim she menatzeim oto. Oh, menatzeim oto. So what's he saying? He's saying he's relying on the fact that it's not clear. I think that this is how I understand Rashi. Happy to hear your version. But I understand Rashi like this. That he's saying that he's got no real intent to give it, why not? Rather, he's relying on the fact that it's not clear whether he's going to win or not, and sometimes he'll win and sometimes he'll lose. But because it's not clear whether he's going to win or not, I don't even know if I'm going to win this hand. I'm not actually intending to give it you. I have no clear intention. When we start the hand, I have no intention to actually give you that. I've got intention to get it, right? I want the pot. I don't want to give it. I've got no intention to give it. So when I say the agreement, whoever wins this gets it, I'm intending that I'm going to get it. I'm not intending that you're going to get it. And I'm relying on the fact sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, but in every single specific case, if you stop the clock, right now, I'm not expecting to give this one up. I'm hoping this one's going to be for me. But I'm actually, so there's no intention to give it. But in any other agreement, as soon as you make the agreement, you stop the clock. There's an intention to give. Right, something might happen, it goes wrong, you change your mind later, whatever. But there's actually an intention when I enter into the contract. I'm doing it with that, with intention, with I agree, we're going to sit down now that if you paint my house, I'm going to give you a that right. When I make that contract, I intend to give it to you. you're right, something could change, you could fall out, you might do a bad job or whatever, but at the time I make the agreement, it's binding, it's good. It would, my mind was settled, that's what I wanted to do. But here, when I make the agreement on the card, there's no intention to give it to you. Get it? I'm not intending to give it to you, I'm hoping I'm going to get it myself. So there's no kinyan, there's no meeting of the mind, there's no da'at in that agreement. Yeah? Top. So what? How does it, what, so what, why does that matter? Asmata lo kanya. Right? Shouldn't have asmata, asmata lo kanya, says the Gemara. So what's the lo kanya bit? It's an asmata, that's part one. So part one is that it's, there's no intention in the agreement, and therefore it's only an asmata. Then part B is lo kanya. There's no kinyan. What does that mean? Vahavele ke'ein, 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 gezela biyado. And therefore it's like ke'ein, gezela. It's like, it's not really, but it's like theft in his hand. When I take the money, because I won, it's like theft because you never really wanted to give it to me. You had no intention to give it up at the beginning. You didn't want to give it to me. So when I take your money, it's like theft. You're reluctantly giving me because, Tov, that's what you said at the beginning when we started dealing the cards. But you don't want to give it to me. There was no intention, there was no commitment. So when I take it, it's like I've got theft. Like, it's not really theft, but it's like theft. And that's the problem, that I've now got theft in my hand, that's why I can't be a judge.
So if you're a constant loser, you can be a judge.
Yes. Perhaps. Perhaps.
What?
If you always lose, then you never have a theft in your hand. You always lose.
No, but in that case, wouldn't it be similar to, like, a drug addict? You're addicted to gambling.
There are people that are addicted to gambling, for sure.
If you don't do
there are people that are addicted to gambling.
Addicted to losing.
And they're losing, like, minimum, sometimes all their life.
Yeah, because it's always the next one. The next one's going to change. The next one's going to be better.
What is theft?
Theft, gezela, gezel.
But when you lose, one day you start to think, because he's so ignorant
to play. Yeah, maybe.
So
okay, could be as well. But it could also lead to that. But the pshat reasoning as to why you can't be a judge is because you're taking money in a way that's like theft. And once you get the taste or the remez or the machshavot of theft and taking, so you're, you can't be a judge anymore. Can't be a judge, can't be a witness. Can't be relied on in a monetary case to be yashar.
It's like bribery.
It's like bribery.
You're capable of accepting a bribe.
Capable? Don't know. Maybe. That's the first opinion. The second opinion, though, is different. Rav Sheshet says that's not the reason why you can't be a judge or witness. It's not because it's an asmata and you've got theft in your hands. I'm sure she said differently. Kol ki hai gavna, lamas asmata hi. All of this, all things like this, kol ki hai gavna, all things of this type, lam asmata hi. It's not an asmata. Rav Sheshin has a different understanding of what's going on. He says this is not an asmachta. According to Rav Sheshet, we would imply that he thinks it's a kinyan rather than an asmachta. It's not an asmachta. Why is it not an asmachta? Behechi demed asmachta. Right. So Rashi gives an example of what an asmachta is. There's a long Rashi here, but the footnote gives me the Rashi. If you go through the Rashi, it's a long Rashi. Rav Sheshet has a different understanding of what the word asmachta is. He says asmachta is somewhat different. It says like this. Asmarta is So we'll learn tomorrow what Rav Sheshes' opinion of
Asmarta
is.